From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Averett men's basketball team lost a heartbreaker to second-ranked Randolph-Macon last night, 53-51. The Cougars fell as Randolph-Macon hit a contested shot with 9/10 of a second to play. Jordan Lewis and Jason Sellers led the way for Averett with 11 points each as they dropped to 5-9 in conference play. The Averett wrestling team made history on Tuesday night as they beat Roanoke College in a duel 27-12. The win for the Cougars clinched a three-way tie for the 2022-23 Old Dominion Athletic Conference Championship. It's the first conference wrestling championship for Averett since joining the ODAC. Averett returns to the mat on Saturday at 2 for the ODAC Championships at Shenandoah University. In ACC hoops action last night, Virginia Tech was riding high coming off of their upset win over number 8 Virginia on Saturday, but the Hokies came back down to earth last night against Boston College thanks to a monster night from Quentin Post.
Leading by 7, Ashton Langford through traffic. Post a long three. Whoa, my goodness.
That audio from ACC Digital Network as Post finished with 24 points and 10 rebounds in the 82-76 win for Boston College. The Hokies dropped to 4-9 in ACC play. The hype is building as we get closer to Super Bowl Sunday with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs set to square off. The Super Bowl is historic as it's the first time two black quarterbacks will face off against each other. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts gave his thoughts on what that means.
I think it's historic. So many kids out there, you know, they may tell them to change their position or do whatever it is, but you know, it can be done. It can be done, and it's a historic moment. I know it'll be a show. It'll be a fun one.
That audio from Fox Sports. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.